About Time, N4ZLK Mobile.
Hey, good morning, Shane. I didn't know if anybody was out there this morning.
I'm going in early. I got to go to Wilkesboro or North Wilkesboro. And he said, if you want to start early, you're welcome to try to beat traffic.
Well, hopefully you beat traffic, because you'll be heading out 85. That's not good. It's going into Charlotte.
Yes, I know. So, we'll see. I've made that trip that way many times years ago, so won't be anything different other than more crowded, I guess.
Yeah, just be careful.
Yeah, Gastonia area usually gets pretty rough.
Yeah, and you got the sun coming into your eyes of a morning and going that direction.
Now you're making me think I should have started earlier.
I've just had to make that drive enough to where I know what to watch out for.
Yeah, when I was going up to Greensboro, I would be coming back at that time of morning.
I used to be driving to Charlotte to go to training over in Concord and Matthews, depending on who I was working for at the time. And yeah, I always tried to be there before 8 o'clock. That way, beat the sun up and the traffic.
Yeah, I remember Dave, W4DJW, talking about working in Charlotte, driving up there every morning. I don't know if I would like that or not every day.
I liked it better than driving to Atlanta for training.
Either way, it has its issues.
At least they're letting you get started early, where you can get some of it out of the way anyway.
Yeah, it was nice of them. They just told me, so if you're the first one here, he told me where the key was. So just leave it open when you leave, because somebody will be coming along behind you. I like that flexibility, too. It's not so rigid.
Yeah, it definitely helps out. That way you can get things done and get back, hopefully.
Beth and I left the same time. And I told her, you go ahead of me because I know I'll hold you up. We're going basically the same direction for most of the trip, all the way to 385. And I have not seen any sight of her. I think she's probably already at work by now.
Is she not working over at the Cracker Barrel there in 153 anymore?
She never did. She's always been out there in Simpsonville.
I thought she worked on the one there on 153 closer to the house where y'all live.
No, she thought about changing when we moved, but her reasoning for not going was she'd have to start in a bad position again. Because you kind of work your way into the best positions, and then you hang on to them with all you can, with all your might. And then she had a bunch of regulars, too.
Okay. Well, like I said, I just assumed, I guess, you know, what that gets you.
Yep. If she worked over there, I probably would have, I'd have been able to stop and eat lunch with her, or at least see her for lunch anyway. But Simpsonville, I wasn't in that area. Too far to go.
Yeah, roger that. I'm meeting my son for breakfast this morning, so I'll be a little quicker this morning than I was yesterday.
Are you earlier start this morning than normal, or is this about the right time?
This is a little early. I'm usually on the radio around this time, but I'm not out of the house yet.
Yeah, these last 2 days, it's been, I haven't left this early. I usually leave about 6:15, but getting home, been gone all day and getting home, I gotta get used to that again.
You'll get used to it. And then something will change. Hey, good morning, Scott. KO4H Sketch.
Good morning, Scott. N4ZLK Mobile.